to Snuff McGee and Friends. Irrelevance in the dungeon.
Snuff McGee and Friends, Irrelevance in the Dungeon, episode 45. I am Snuff McGee, joined by...
Man, you already know it's your boy, Kel.
My Michelle.
It's me, it's Mel with the Lip and the Gap, Mel the Lipstick Diva.
How are y'all doing? It's been a while. It's been a couple weeks. Everybody doing all right?
Woo! I'll be down.
Well, before we dive into the whole situation going on, let me go ahead and pay the bills. Snuff McGee and Friends, Irrelevance in the Dungeon, available on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel. Also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor.fm, Overcast, and Breaker. It's been a couple weeks, so I'm going to fuck a couple things up today. Don't judge me. It is what it is. The comedy show that we were supposed to have on March 21st has been rescheduled to June 13th at Liaison Restaurant, starring Michael Bam Bam White, also featuring Mike G and Lazarus Hamlin, hosted by The Handsome. Sexy.
I don't care how many times you ask, I'm not going to host the show.
I'm just saying. Snuff McGee will be the host of the show. A lot of haters going on. It's all good, you know. The fans know who I'm talking about.
Oh, wow.
Also, at the end of the show, we're going to be doing a weight loss challenge, which is going to be for June 1st, right?
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to weigh ourselves, and Snuff is going to collect this money.
Yeah, y'all going to be quarantined and chilling, but Mel going to be working out and beating y'all.
I weigh
okay?
too much for his scale. I just tell y'all how much I weigh.
No, we got an official scale, man. Kel's not that big.
Okay.
Episode 45. Our special guest. We all know we went to the restaurant and pretty much, you know, ate her out. You know, pause.
Wait a minute.
We gotta watch. You gotta watch your words in the dungeon. You gotta watch your words in the dungeon. No, what I'm saying is we ate all her food.
I'm crying.
I didn't even see why that sentence would go like that.
What is
it?
It's been 2 weeks off, man. You gotta watch.
Most excitement I've had in a long time, I tell you.
I've been watching The Wire. I've been very bored all week, man. So you have to. I'm sorry. Mama Michelle.
Hey. Hi.
Now, tell us about Richmond Black Restaurant Experience. I know that you participated in that.
Yes, I did. It's our fourth year participating in it. It was a fantastic week, followed up by a killjoy of the coronavirus. But it was very successful. 35 restaurants participated in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we kicked ass, I must say.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, was this the second annual? Or
this is the fourth.
This is the fourth annual?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and you've been involved
I participated in each and every one of them from its inception. So we're the seniors of the group. We're the old heads of the group already.
Also, I seen you on the TV.
Mm. I do that.
Now, was it TV 6 or 12?
It was Channel 6.
Channel 6?
Yes, I was doing a cooking demo
mm-hmm.
Of our famous... What was it? Cornbread. Broccoli, onion, cornbread.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Can't yeah,
when
that.
I went there.
Yeah.
My God.
I need to get some of that.
I should have bought you guys some next time.
Well, after June.
Yes.
Now,
no, I'll take them in this month.
You'll take it in this you'll take the risk.
Yeah, 100%.
With being on TV, were you nervous? How was it? How was the experience?
All right, the first time I did it, you could tell I was nervous as hell. But the second time, I was okay until the gentleman from the Globetrotter was there, spinning his ball on his cell phone and just charismatic and handsome and tall. Mm-hmm. And he went before me. And so he walked past me after his interview, and I said, well, Jesus, man, I'm going to need a dancing bear to go on with me. I'm like, oh, you did? What is this? It was fun. I enjoyed it. It was pretty good. I wasn't as nervous as I thought it would be.
Can you see your hands right quick? And just, you know, I'm going to hold your hand. I might have to hold it the whole episode.
Oh, because I keep snapping the table.
If your husband sees the episode, I'm not trying to make a pass. We just it was something
love.
We had talked about before the show. I came.
After eating out at the show, I thought we were going somewhere with this. Okay,
this is the dungeon.
Now, I'm trying to make it comfortable.
And I'm going to put my hands in my lap.
I already know. Put my foot in my mouth like maybe 2 minutes ago. How has the coronavirus affected the business so far?
It affected it tremendously. We're operating, and this is what's funny. We're all out here trying to say we're doing good. No, we're not. We're crying. We're crying in our suits. It's tough out here. My particular model was an eat-in and jazzy kind of cafe. And mm-hmm. so you came for the experience mm-hmm. and you came for the food and the art and the music. Yeah, well, we don't have that. And so you come and get it to go. Mm-hmm. And so it's a whole different vibe. I had to lay off more than half of my staff. And the doors are still open. We're operating at maybe, what, a third of what we normally would. So, yeah, we got hit, you know. But we're here for the community. The community has been great. Our regular customers and some of our new customers that found us as a result of Black Restaurant Experience have been coming out. They don't want us to close. Mm-hmm. So they've been coming out and hitting us and showing a lot of love, and I appreciate that.
See, I know with the to-go orders, and I believe mm-hmm. you do, is it Grubhub, DoorDash?
We do. Look, I don't order tablets. I got everything. I got everything. I got Grubhub, DoorDash, Uber Eat. I got a couple of things that probably, I don't know what they are, and I'm getting ready to start delivering myself next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know they all, what is it, Postmates? We'll is it Postmates, the other one? Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah, sure. You come down here.
Right. You come to Northside.
Listen, I want to say just come to Southside and I'm gut.
I can pick it up in Southside.
Yeah. No collard green egg rolls, man. Jeez.
Listen, I want to go get some today.
Yes. And so we have a full, it really depends, but we're hoping until 5 o'clock. Today. Mm-hmm. I know, I should have. I think next time.
Now, what is the most popular, what is the go-to item at your restaurant most people order?
Ooh. It really, believe it or not, it depends on the demographics. Mm-hmm. Some of our diehard soul food folk love our catfish. And then some of our southern comfort food folk, they like our meatloaf. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, so we do a homemade meatloaf, and that's what they like.
I'm hungry now.
I'm quite.
Now, what were you crushing the last time? Something that you was really raving about? Was it potato salad? What was it?
I think it might have been the collard green egg roll.
Yes, it was a collard green egg roll.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
She was so kind to put a few plates of them on the table. Yeah. You know, if anybody knows me, you put a plate in front of me, it's going to leave empty.
Yeah. He showed a lot of love that day.
But it's also humbling. It's also humbling because I could eat, you know, and I can't finish. Like, I got the club from you that day. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even finish it, man.
I finished mine.
Shout out to the catfish because I finished that. And that cake after. I think it was pineapple upside down.
Oh, you got dessert too? I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh,
she did that on the low.
Yeah. On the humble, huh?
Listen, I was going to leave out there with some dessert on. Hey, have my debit card.
Yeah, the collard green egg rolls. Is there another egg roll you do as well?
Yes, we have actually three. We do our deep fried sweet potato pie egg roll.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Hell, sounds that like you're in a lose.
Yes, it's a deep fried sweet potato pie egg roll. And we top that with.
That joint just sound like.
Yes, it's too much sexual innuendos going on this episode. Yeah, and that please. Was another one right there.
Look, like, we're moving past that.
Ooh, please, Lord, Mama Shell, feed
I was,
them.
I was enjoying it.
Help but me then, win.
Yes.
Now, here's a question I got. Is there any advice you would give someone who's entering the restaurant business?
Don't do it right now. Not right now.
Pre or post-corona?
Well, I tell you, again, you got to have a passion for this. This is no joke. You can't be faint of heart. You can't be a punk out here mm-hmm. trying to run a restaurant. Mm. You just can't. Or trying to be an entrepreneur in any business model, particularly the restaurant business. And I'm, you know, hypersensitive to it right now simply because of the corona and how it's affected our business, how it's going to affect our business afterwards. So quickly, people are not thinking, well, we'll just open up April 15th or whatever day that man said we're going to open up, whatever day. Mm. That would be, for a lot of us, like starting all over again. By that time, our staff would have left to move on to other jobs or other endeavors. We will be depleted of funds. You know, you need revenue. If the stimulus packet does what it says it's going to do, is a short-term thing, you got to be smart about how you do that. Mm-hmm. How you turn it back into your business and how you can survive. So a lot of us, I hate to predict, may not come back from this.
That's what I hear a lot of that.
Yeah, a lot of us may not come back from this. And so, with all that being said, you know, pay attention to trends. Pay attention to your demographics. Pay attention to where you are, where you want to open, what kind of business you want to do, and hit it hard. But be aware that anything like this can happen, and it could change in with a quickness, you know.
I feel like it's kind of like a necessary evil, because let's say if this happens again, then everybody knows which route to take. Even though I feel as if the U.S. pretty much dragged their feet with it.
They did.
Well, we were fully unprepared.
For, you know, watching the other countries, because, you know, we're posting a lot of negative stuff, but they said Italy yesterday is reducing. You know, they said 924 people yesterday.
Shout out to them. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are, keep spreading it, because we want to keep gathering.
Mm-hmm.
You act like we're not here.
No, I'm not talking about like this, but I'm saying...
Is she trying to say something?
No, because they just said, like, in Florida, they had a big beach event, mm-hmm. and nine people have tested positive from them having that beach mm-hmm. event. Like, Florida, I know y'all got good weather, but baby, we got a whole thing going on right now, okay?
Yeah, mm-hmm. they said they had to shut the beaches down. You see with the basketball rims, they had mm-hmm. to... take them off at the parks.
Martial law looking real good right now to me.
Yeah, we have to be careful.
We do have to be careful, but I think that we are improving in the ways that we're being careful. I feel as if once the heat comes, once it gets warm out there, I do see it going away. We just still have to be cautious. People with pre-existing conditions, the senior citizens.
Take them gloves off. You doing nothing but cross-contaminating.
Yeah, wash them hands.
I saw somebody put hand sanitizer on their gloves. Yeah. Leave me alone, because what is wrong with you?
It can give you a false sense of security.
I get it. I get why you would do it, but just wash your hands.
Yeah, change it up.
Get we going in the grocery store, but wash your hands.
Oh, yeah. I've never sanitized the cart until now. I'm sanitizing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I see a bottle, I just use it. Just because. But, other than Corona, what's like the biggest hurdle you faced during this journey?
Ooh. I would say maintaining competent people. Not everybody has a passion for your business like you do. So understanding that, working capital, get, you know, being relevant, being fresh, coming up with ideas, and staying out there in front of it. There's a lot of people out here swinging his bat, you know? Mm-hmm. And so just being in the running, you know, running with the big dogs, I guess, you know,
yeah.
being in the game, has been a challenge. The whole damn thing is a challenge. When you really think about it from conception to getting it up and running to it laying down,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a constant work. It's the most challenging industry that I've ever been in. I wouldn't trade it for the world, you know.
Like I said, it's always something you find out after the fact, you mm-hmm. know. So what's something that you wish you knew when you started?
How much money this daggone thing takes. You know, it's like a baby. It's like an infant. You know, an infant, as small as it is, will eat you out of house and home. It has to have formula. And as soon as it eats, it needs a diaper change. It's just like the cafe, just like the restaurant. It constantly needs and needs and needs. It's just like having a child.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a needy thing. It takes your money. As soon as you get it, you have to give it to the thing. It's amazing how much money it takes to run it. I pride myself on coming out here, you know, like a pioneer. You know, I'm coming out here with a pot and a butter knife. I'm gonna open mm-hmm. it up.
I'm crying.
I'm gonna get this thing. And, you know, and I will say I did it, you know, I'm a hustler. And so I have no loans. I have none of that. I did it with what was in my pocket mm-hmm. and I hustled, you know, and I built good relationships and I try to maintain good relationships and work with winners and just be around those that I can sit down with and learn something from. And but it takes money. Next time around, I want money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So with you saying working with people, I notice you're going to have your good relationships and then you're going to have your bad.
Sure. Had plenty of those.
Yeah. So oh, yeah. Did you go into it with like that business mind, or did once you got into it, you realized I got to treat everything like business?
I went into it with a business mind. A lot of people who came at me mm-hmm. wasn't business minded. And I had to, and that's when I had to realize that saying cut your losses has never been more prevalent than it has been since I've opened up my own business. Cut your losses, and that's all across the board. Sometimes you'll look at something and you're trying to figure out, how come this isn't working? How come I keep visiting the same thing? How come I keep ending up in the same space? Mm-hmm. And you look around, it's the same joker standing around you, not doing something or wanting you to do something. Same jokers. And once you get rid of them, the air is nicer. The sun is shining. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? And you're able to make better moves. Mm-hmm. And so cutting losses is a necessary thing. And I like to do it quite often.
Mm-hmm. Like so day to weight, pretty much you're saying.
Right. You'll see a lot of people run up on you and they want to be around you, and they're not even honest as to why. And the next thing you know, they're ghosts. And you're trying to figure out, well, what in the world?
Right.
Or they come at you. You don't know why they're up in your space. And you recognize something, and then you have to let them go. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of that. And so to maintain a business model, you do have to make some tough decisions. You do have to cut a lot of losses.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you may have to cut them off in the business respect, but you can chill with them.
Friend, yeah.
I can do that pretty good, too.
It's two different worlds, man.
It is. Mm-hmm. And if they don't respect it, you have to show them how to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Respect it or check it.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Now, here's a question before we close out this first part. What is something that you're not very good at?
Like a food or just in general?
Just in general.
Social media.
Social media?
Me neither. Don't feel bad.
I suck at it as well.
I don't like it. I think it's a good thing, it's a bad thing. It was a struggle when I was told I had to have a social media page. I'm like, nah, bad. You know, I'm a little older, so I'm old school with it. You know, I didn't grow up with it.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, it's a, you know.
With me, it's like, all right, so I post funny memes all day, every day. Because if it's funny to me, I feel like it's going to be funny to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're plugging stuff like, say, with the podcast, I feel like sometimes you feel like you're flooding it. It's like, you know, you're putting out too much, or people mm-hmm. be like, why the hell is he doing this? Why mm-hmm. is he doing that? It's just, like with social media, people are living different lives than what they're living in real life, you know?
Yeah. And I like to live out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't live in there.
But it's also, it's free publicity as well.
That's, right.
So it's good for you. It's good for, if they keep seeing you, either they're going to get tired of you, or they're going to wonder, like, well, mm-hmm. what's going on? Who is mm-hmm. this person? And after they get the egg rolls, they're going to be like, you know.
Well, on the business tip, I totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm more about my personal. Like, if I wanted you to know what I did on my vacation, I'd invited you to come.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why.
I'm crying.
I would have invited you to come. God damn it.
My thing, too, I had to learn this as I've gotten older. It's like, if you're going to post you on vacation, do it when you get back.
Mm-hmm.
Do it when you get back, because if you're saying I'm in Vegas or Hawaii
or on a cruise,
everybody's like, oh, the house empty, huh? Mm-hmm. Let's run up in that thing, you know?
Well, that's why you don't let people know where you live at.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have friends and you have family. So,
I promise you, only 5 people know where I live at right now. My mama don't even know where I live at.
Wow.
Mm. Testify.
That's another show right there.
Your mama don't?
Mm-mm.
Mama don't.
Because, I mean, I don't know. Not to say, of course, I'm on social media, and people see a lot of things I do. But people still wonder. They don't know where I live at. They don't know where I'm at. Because, like you said, I post a lot of my life on Facebook, so I got to be strategic.
Mm-hmm.
I can't let everybody know where I live at. Like, it was a young artist, Pop Smoke. He just got killed as he was beginning to gain fame. His music was starting to get hype. But I think he accidentally posted his address and someone went and killed him. Not too long ago.
Yeah. You gotta
be careful.
You gotta be careful. Like I said, if you're going on vacation, post that shit when you get back.
I'm gonna take pictures while I'm on vacation. Again, that's why y'all don't know where I live at. So
now that's the reason for somebody to find out where you ass live at. Why do you keep saying that shit? Nobody knows where I stay.
She was seeing strange cars following her. Mm-hmm.
First of all, don't speak that on me.
I'm just fucking with you. But look, we did the episode at the restaurant, and all I remember is the food. All I remember is the food.
I made it to their Instagram page.
great conversation. Shout out Career Cheerleader. She joined us with the episode as well.
Yes. Yeah, shout out to her. Successful.
Matter of fact, let me do a plug right quick. Any business that's looking to do a commercial or any editing done, please contact her at The Career Cheerleader. Look her up on IG, Facebook. Check her out, man. She does dope videos, man.
Mama Shell. She's going to have you successful.
I need her. That's my social.
Mama Shell, this has been... I'm just trying to watch my words. I know we started off on the wrong foot.
It was very entertaining.
I was reading. That's what Kel and Mel had told me to, you know. This is
first of all, I ain't saying nothing.
Nothing I said to do. But I want you to join us on the Rebels in the Dungeon coming up soon. Thank you again. Coming up next, we got Mel's segment, the latest with Mel the Lipstick Diva. What you got, Mel?
What's up, y'all? It's me, it's Mel with the Lip in the Gap. First of all, I want to start off by saying I made this a 1,000 subscribers on YouTube this week.
1,000 as in 1,000.
1,000 subscribers. I feel great. And the video I posted just 6 days ago hit 3,900 views.
Really?
I was going to bring that up later. We're not going to talk about what the video was, but I will be bringing it up in irrelevance.
And you guys know I have been doing a black woman.
Pause. I'm sorry. See, look, now
y'all was... You've been doing a black woman.
Yeah. Right.
See, y'all need to let me finish, because y'all turn... Listen, no. Now.
That's when the dog ears come up when you say that craziness, man.
Listen, now, go ahead. So for my segment, I have been pretty much putting the spotlight on a black woman of our history for, I keep saying black women's history. It's not Black Women's History Month. It's Women History's Month. So I want to do this segment on a comedian. She was born in 1911. And I feel like with me having the spotlight on black women, I do want to just point the spotlight on a Caucasian woman because I really enjoy her. I watch her TV shows. They're really, really old. They come in black and white. She was actually married to her husband that she has on her show. Do y'all know who I'm talking about?
Lucille Ball.
Yeah.
Yes, you got it, Kale. So Lucille Ball, I really, really enjoy her. She was an American actress, comedian, model, entertainment, studio executive, and producer. And she was the star of the self-produced sitcoms I Love Lucy, The Lucy Show, Here's Lucy, and Life with Lucy. I never watched any of these shows. I've only seen I Love Lucy, and I've recently been watching it every night. She did pass away in 1989 at the age of 77 in Los Angeles. And I do have some fun facts about her. You know, before I go to fun facts, y'all, I was watching her show the other night, and Baby said, she can get the meat out of a sausage without touching the skin. And that's when I knew she was my girl, right then and there. Listen.
That goes back to where you made 3.9 on you.
Listen. Baby. Everybody had to take a sip today. Mm-hmm. Some fun facts about her. Listen, when she told Ethel that, Ethel was looking like, what, sis? Yeah, that's how she got Ricky. But anyway, and that's amazing also to think about back then, having interracial relationships was not a thing. You know, it wasn't anything anyone looked at positive, and that this woman was able to go on TV and have a relationship with, I think he was Cuban.
Yeah.
A Cuban man back in those days, and actually let the show go. You know, that was definitely amazing to me. So
I want to say their production company, I want to say it was called Desilu.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a lot of money. Yeah.
Well, that was amazing to me. And that's another thing that stuck out because just like the way that, you know, I think society looks at black people even still to today's date. That's something that a lot of people don't speak on, how interracial couples were looked at. So that's another reason why she's an inspiration to me. Like many actors and artists of the day, she had a communist past. Communist past. So pretty much in 1953, Lucille Ball was required to give a confidential testimony to the House Un-American Activist Committee to address the fact that she, like her mother and brother, had registered to vote as a member of the Communist Party. So with that, I ain't going into depth, but that's something, that's one fun fact about her. This is another fun fact. She snagged her place in comedy by doing things other beauties wouldn't. So pretty much, speaking to People's Magazine in 1980, Ball explained that she wasn't sure what her particular Hollywood niche would be after her first several rather varied film roles. Finally, through her toughness and willingness to get a little dirty for her laughs, pretty much she just did some down and dirty things with her comedy act. She did some things that they didn't do in those days, so that's what set her apart from others. She never graduated from high school. That's something different from back in those days. They stated, even as a teenager in 1926, Ball was determined to be a performer. So at that age of 15, she left high school in Jamestown, New York, and moved to New York City. Which I wouldn't say it wasn't uncommon. It seemed like a lot of people that were like 14 or 15 went out to the entertainment business and they didn't finish high school a lot of times, so not anything unnatural. And it did state she was the first woman to head a major production company. So right there, sis was making money. When she died, she left here, she had some paper. You hear me? But those are my fun facts about Lucille Ball. I did, you know, I always have a segment around Facebook. And I have this one girl that does, she has a list of things that she usually types up. And I had it, y'all, and I feel like I lost it. Okay, so this is just some of the ratchet things that I like on Facebook. A list that she posts.
Got top 10 ratchet this week.
Yeah, she does have 10, but I'm not going to do all 10 because some of them,
they're too ratchet.
Yeah. So I'm not going to say too ratchet, but not really relevant. So the biggest one I like, she said, some of y'all need to take the time to clean up. Woo, child, that baseboard is filthy. Now, while we are quarantined and chilling, you know, please clean up. I mean, you in the house for 30 days or 60 or even 3 months. You might as well clean.
Hey, we're doing three months. Come on now.
I mean, we're looking at, just looking at the different articles on COVID-19. I mean, if we as Americans don't get our ish together and don't do our social distancing, it can last that long. They look, well, Cheeto said he gonna try to have this wrapped up by Easter, but I don't know how you wrap up a virus without having the proper medicine, vaccines, and having the ventilators, which we don't even have enough to cover all the people in America.
He says it's all lies.
What, that we don't have enough? Well, someone that has did their research somewhere stated that we have about 100,000 ventilators. And now, even with the production companies, they can make masks, but the ventilators, I don't think they can make them that fast. So, yeah. Speaking of TikTok, TikTok is bringing back fun at homes. Don't worry, I'm practicing and it's coming soon. So, TikTok, I do like the fact that a lot of families are being families. You know, in the recent months, past couple of years, families are so separated. Mom and dad is at work, kids at home, they're with their nannies. But now family can be family. So, it's definitely bringing joy. Have you seen the TikToks?
We'll discuss that.
I forgot. Look, she's looking that. Like, no.
In the dungeon. Yeah, we'll talk about that whole.
And my favorite, this is the last one. Y'all know that white stuff that comes from the lip gloss and the spit. Wait
a minute. Diffuser, man.
You ain't even let me finish.
Diffuser, man. It's not how you finish. It's how you start with us in the dungeon.
Well, the white stuff is typically how you finish.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me finish this. Y'all know that white stuff that comes. Listen, it's not that bad. I promise y'all gonna laugh because y'all all seen this happen.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, yeah, we got kids.
Now go ahead. It doesn't pertain to that. Come on, man.
Y'all know that white stuff that comes from the lip gloss, the spit. Yeah, if we see it, I know y'all see it when you on Snapchat videos. So you know how people are talking and they usually got the stuff in the corner of their mouth. Mm-hmm. I know y'all done all seen that. So people out there, please, before you come talk to me, wipe the corners of your mouth like this. Mm-hmm. And you know, yeah, put some hand sanitizer on after because we got the corona going on. Yeah. Coronavirus. But that was enough for me, Ismail, with the lip in the gap. So, Mel, the lipstick diva. What you was going to say, Snuff?
And I was going to say pretty much just wipe your mouth before you smile for the camera. That's pretty much what you're saying, right?
Yes, because y'all all on Snapchat and then we looking and we see the stuff in the corner. I mean, it's happened to me and somebody, you know, somebody's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, dad, because I've been at work. I've been on the phone talking all day. So, you know, but yeah, grab, if you out in public or you on Snapchat, check your stuff. You should have put some lip, fresh lip on so you can look successful, like my sis Shara says. Okay? Mm-hmm. But that's all I got. It's me, it's Mel with the lip in the gap. Mel Lipstick Diva just made it to 1K. If you want to add to that 1K, all you got to do is hit that subscribe and that alert button. I'm going to get Snuff McGee and Friends on the road to 1K. We got to just flood. You said don't flood, but I say flood. That's what I did.
Are you flooding this lot of... See, look, you gotta, you set him up, I knock him down, man. Look, I'll leave that alone. Look, the latest with Mel, the Lipstick Diva. Good stuff, Mel.
Okay. Yes. Call me Miss 1K.
I'm gonna call you,
Go ahead, Snuff, on with the next. Call moving you along.
Katrina.
I'm crying.
Call you, crying. When the levees broke.
You know what? What you got on your paper for next?
All right, look, the runner was in the dungeon.
What you got on your paper for next?
We'll start with the dungeon. I apologize, man. Hey, look, coronavirus is getting real, man. I'm going to tell you how real it is right now. R. Kelly is asking to get out of prison.
I heard that.
How what?
He's afraid of coronavirus being in prison. He wants to get out. I've seen the memes. They're coming for him. They're saying that he's only reason he wants to get out is because kids out of school for the rest of the year.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's prime hunting season, baby.
Yeah. But you see that they said Harvey Weinstein's got coronavirus.
Coronavirus?
I know. How is that possible?
What you mean? I mean, he's in New York.
But he's been in prison the whole time.
Yes, they're getting him in prison. You got to think about it. If you're a central worker, the central worker got to go home sometime. They're getting on the bus. They're getting on the train.
It's a certain celebrities are saying it's got it. You know, let's talk about the regular people because we know they're going to live. I haven't heard any famous people passing away because of this. Have you?
But do they have underlying... You have to think about it. The disease, that's another thing. People are not thinking about it. A lot of people are recovering in America from this disease because they don't have any underlying health issues, just like the flu.
So why come out and say it then? If you know that there's, what is it, 98% chance that you're going to, you know, heal? Yeah, 98% chance you're going to make it through? Why is Tom Hanks and his wife, why is all these celebrities who have no... pre-existing conditions coming out saying that, like, I know Scarface, who does have some conditions, he's came out and said it. Slim Thug, I don't know what he's got.
Slim Thug got corona.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're not drinking this episode.
Yeah, Slim Thug has came out. Tom Hanks and his wife came out.
I mean, they just want to be relevant. You got to think about it. People are out here being irrational right now, saying crazy stuff. And the conspiracy... I can't even talk right now. Those people that are so woke, they are really saying some really wild stuff right now. Yeah. Like the virus don't exist.
Yeah, I posted a status the other day talking about the whole, you know, people come up with some crazy conspiracy theories, but sometimes it's some truth in it.
Look, everything sounds crazy till it ain't.
Mm-hmm. It's some truth in it, man.
Like, at some point, I mean, for the people who would believe in the Bible, a man told you water was going to fall from the sky. That sounded like the craziest thing of all time. Like, everything sounds crazy until it ain't.
Mm-hmm.
Every single thing.
Just like they told you, let's be real small with it. When you heard it was a black people doing a DC sniper thing, was that crazy?
Yes.
Till it won't.
Did we think it was us?
I'm not saying that it is one thing or the other. I'm just saying, like, be careful of saying that everything is so crazy. Everything is crazy.
Well, I'm not saying everything is crazy. I'm just saying people are out here literally saying, oh, they just released the virus into the air and that's just how we're catching it.
I mean, that's not crazy, I put nothing past the government.
That's not crazy. But my whole thing is, if you go somewhere around a bunch of people that have the COVID-19, you probably gonna get it too.
More people get the flu. More people die from the flu.
Understandable. I get it, but it's just another. It's literally just like the flu, but it's worse.
But what they saying, like people, the government has been giving people things for, like it's.
Sure.
It's literally recorded. So it's not that crazy to say. You may not agree with it. That's one thing. I'm just saying it's not beyond the realm of imagination.
If the federal government can give people syphilis for how many years? Over 40 years?
Oh, I saw that.
Over 40 years? Like,
these are all documented truths.
This is the government doing this.
Understandable. They had a whole, what is it? The guys, the Tuskegee.
Tuskegee experiment.
Yeah, they were injecting them with it.
Mm-hmm. And they was monitoring them.
Understandable. I know that.
Yeah, so like you said, be careful, man. There's always some truth to some shit, man. It may seem crazy, like Kale said, because you don't think it's possible, but anything's possible.
Most of this shit people think is crazy because it's uncomfortable to think about. Mm-hmm. It's an uncomfortable feeling to think that your government doesn't care about you.
Oh, I already know that they don't give a fuck. I'm not even putting out all of what people are saying, but you know some things people say are not logical at all.
But at the same time, with these businesses that are still open, why would they shut down sports when, like, you can play in empty arenas? Right now, Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell, they've been cleared of coronavirus. So you can play in these empty arenas because some jobs are checking people's temperature before they come into work, doing certain things before they come into the building. So you can continue with the sport. Why just kick everything? It's like all the money is going down. Everybody's losing. All these small businesses are losing money. You got essential versus non-essential employees now. But with the non-essential and the essential, do you feel as if the ABC store is essential to be open right now?
To the state, yeah. It's a $2 billion industry.
Yeah, I'm about to say to the state, of course. Mm-hmm. To me, no, it's not essential.
So to the state. Yeah. Now, if it wasn't federally regulated, like state regulated, now in liquor stores in other states, are they open?
I'm not really sure.
I would agree with the warehouse being open if they got to go to the small businesses that are still open because they are now allowing them to sell beer and wine. But I don't agree with the stores being open.
Yeah, they have shut a few stores down because of
the employees. Yeah, because they're employees. I guess they look at it because you're not crowding in the store. You just going and you going out.
Oh, they've been crowding. It's been a lot of people.
Well, I haven't really seen no crowded ABC stores. That was me and one other person.
They've been hitting them up, man. Non-essential is things like theaters, museums, spas, barbershops, and beauty salons. So, Snuff, I done pulled a T-outline out. I'm going to try to...
You and me both?
Yeah, I'm going to try to mess with it a little bit. If you see the hairline going back, you know...
ASAP.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do, man. I'm at, you know... I got them for a reason. What bowling alleys, arcades, skating rinks, fairs, zoos. Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah, essential places. They all need to be shut down.
Like you said, the toilet paper, the meat's out of stock. But grocery stores are not closing. People just going in there and just... buying everything up so much now that it's a limit on certain things that you can buy.
They thinking about martial law. Like, they see it floating around online so much, but it's literally, they're not going to do martial law unless this virus got so crazy.
It's just that fear that they're, you know.
Yeah, it's a fear. But I'm not finna buy up all them meats and stuff.
Do you believe the government is not telling us something?
All the time.
I mean, of course.
Particularly with regard to how they... are reacting to this outbreak. You know? Because we constantly pit this up against the flu and say, well, more people are dying from the flu, but we never shut down America over the flu.
That's what I'm saying. If you look at the statistics, you look at... Now they're saying the United States have the most confirmed cases.
Yeah, like 82. Well, maybe more, but last time I looked, it was like 82 or 80... It was between 82 to 86,000 cases.
But it's 330 million people compared to China, over a billion people. Mm-hmm. How did so fast over here compared to the other countries? I don't understand.
Because our government dragged their feet on the precautions of what they should have been taking.
No matter what they say.
And so many people, think about it. All those flights coming back and forth from overseas, coming here. We didn't do anything at first. We laughing at China. Not saying literally laughing, but the government, they're looking at this like, oh, it ain't really nothing. Our fucking president don't give a damn.
What, Italy? What are the major countries now that said U.S., Italy, China,
And they're talking about us. They're saying we are dragging our feet still. Because if you look around, nobody is really in the house. We still out here just doing things with normal life. We would still be out here. They didn't shut down the arcades and all the other stuff. We'll still be out here. Not us, but you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, people are going to buck anyway. That's why even if you said nobody can go anywhere, somebody's going to try to do it. Somebody's going to try to go out. Getting back to what Mama Shell said, I feel as if with the government, you see how the Democrats and Republicans were fighting over the whole stimulus thing. I want to say it was 800 pages. Mm. What do you need 800 pages for? Unless there's other shit that's in there that we don't even know. We don't even know about.
Loopholes.
Also, Mel, you didn't quite say it, but I've seen a lot of people say, be careful, like, when y'all just be like, oh, we need martial law, or we need to go, like, be careful asking the government to do that.
Oh, no, I'm not literal. You act like I'm gonna post this on the internet. No, I'm not being literal. I'm not being literal about it, but I'm just saying, like, in the U.S., so many people, they come here because it's the land of the free. We just carelessly go about life versus some countries. They take this shit a little bit more serious than we do.
So, I put it to you like this. So, America is known to be a fear-mongering country. America is known to use fear to get people to bend to their will, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So, you have to pay attention to those types of things. Like, the fact that more people are living than dying, and the fact that all that's being pushed to you every single day is how many people are infected and or dying. That is legitimately all you're hearing. I'm watching the news all day long, right, watching the governor talk, like, all that type of shit, which is making people, like, I literally saw people, I was watching the governor on Facebook yesterday, I think it was, and you see people in the comments, and they're slowly, all of them, man, we need martial law here, man, y'all need to bring the National Guard here to keep
people in their house. Yeah, people are literally scared.
Yes, that's my point, though. They'll do something that not really beneficial to you, but you asked for it at that point.
But oh, I know.
That's like they're saying with the nursing home in Richmond. I want to say maybe 2 to 4 people have passed away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Canterbury.
Canterbury, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a nursing home.
People be dying?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, people need to look into this. It's the older, no disrespect, but older people, people that have compromised immune systems are the ones that are dying. Like, I'm not literal about the martial law. Like, I really don't want it. But, I mean, we, people
clean,
clean up.
Get us some, like,
first of all, wipes. No, but y'all got to understand this. If it comes, it's going to come. It's nothing that we can do to stop it. You got to think about it. People, like, my job is essential. We already getting paperwork so we could show anybody and stop us to ask us, where are we going? I actually have paperwork right now. Mm. From Homeland Security, I believe. That's where the paperwork. No one can copy this paper. If you were to put it through a printer to try to copy it, it doesn't work.
Y'all, you got that G14 classified shit, ain't you? Goddamn.
No, like, literally, people at work were trying to copy it. It was like, why is it saying it can't read this document?
What are you trying to copy for?
Because they wanted more. I don't legitimately know why they were trying to copy it. If they were trying to give it to somebody else at work.
Exactly.
But, no, I don't know why they were trying to copy it. But they, like, don't want nobody to copy it.
So they give it to their baby dad so he can go make these plays out here in these streets. When they ask him where he going.
But first of all, they have to call a whole number to confirm that they work wherever they say they work at. So it's not going to work. Walmart distribution have gave their workers the papers as well. So I don't know what's coming. Like, I've even talked to a person over the phone, and he was like, he can't go outside. He was in California. He was like, he couldn't go outside and walk, because I don't know what the logistics, what they doing in California, but he was like, his truck was broke down. He can't go outside and walk, because he'll get arrested. And I'm like, what y'all got going on over there? Which y'all know Washington, California was like one of the states that got a lot of cases.
Well, I don't want to say New York. New York has the most cases here, I believe, so far. And you got to think of so many people within a small area or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But since everybody is, you know, yeah, rat infested, self-quarantine activities, right. What has everybody been doing this week besides working from home?
Just working.
Same thing.
And going to the grocery store. I've probably been to the grocery store every day.
Every day?
Yes.
What do you get into go food.
What do you need every day at the grocery store?
I've gotten some pillows, some home decor stuff.
Okay.
She's decorating.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten groceries too, but I'm like, I'm not about to buy all these groceries.
You don't think it's unsafe to be going to the stores and stuff? Like, all the people that be in there touching shit. You can't control what nobody's doing.
I get that, but you gotta think about it. At this point, we going crazy.
I will say now,
there's nothing else to do.
Y'all is.
I will say I have been a little cautious. I haven't been eating grapes as I've normally been doing. I've been very cautious.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, especially with that internet thing going on with the people coughing on the fruits or such.
Exactly.
Yes, I'm talking about wiping the baskets down.
In the stores, have y'all noticed?
Oh, it's a lot of fruit.
Fruits and veggies, there's an abundance.
Well, you know, everybody wants to eat bad when bad shit happens.
The only thing I will get is oranges, because oranges have, you know, the out.
Yeah, the vitamin C is good. You know, of course, I'm going to get my Flamin' Hots, you know.
You know you ain't supposed to be eating that.
Huh?
You still eating Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Well, I told you that I make the snuff popcorn.
Oh yeah, you did say that.
You're not supposed to be eating it.
Bro, that don't tell you. That don't tell me. I'm right up in here.
Yeah, well, I don't. Not every day, but it's a snuff popcorn.
I need nine tums after that.
I might get you to put it on your menu at the...
you know, because I have a popcorn myself.
Oh, you do? Mm. Oh, maybe we need to... Yeah, sure. Yeah. Go ahead and pop.
Well, make sure y'all give me some.
What are we watching? TV shows, movies. What are we watching?
Oh, Tiger King. You haven't watched it. I know you told me, but y'all go home and watch it.
Tiger King?
Have you watched it?
No.
Are you going to?
No.
Kel, you have to watch it. I need everyone in this room to go watch
it.
Tiger King?
Some gay ass redneck.
Oh my God. Why would you even tell people this?
Because that's what it is. It's a gay ass redneck with tigers. Is that inaccurate?
Is that accurate?
I'm not saying anything.
I've seen a lot of people watching it. I want to say T-Von was saying something about it. Shout out T-Von. Come on back to the dungeon.
I won't say it in a negative, just because he gave it. It wasn't a negative thing. But you just pretty much gave it away.
Like, they need to
she
watch
said,
it themselves.
What is it about? A gay ass redneck with tigers.
Okay, since you're telling it, I will say this. I'm not going to give it away, but he does own tigers.
I've never seen it. Mm-hmm.
His name is Joe Exotic. He is currently incarcerated, so he's in jail.
You giving it away? I didn't know that.
You ever heard of like a brief synopsis?
I was just giving you a
brief. AKA a gay ass redneck.
Regardless, if you wanted to go look up Joe Exotic, you was going to see that he's locked up, but that's not what the show is about.
All right, before we move on, the views of Kale do not represent Snuff Begin Friends. I want
to
say
Kale. So now what I fan at? Because I need to fan now. I'm getting hot.
I'm just saying, we may have gay rednecks watching the show, and we appreciate you all
watching
it.
It's not a problem that he's a gay redneck.
Well, it wasn't just gay redneck. It was gay ass redneck.
He's a gay
right, Kale. You didn't even say anything nice.
Why does that mean?
Well, I would have said a homosexual country boy.
I wasn't even gonna tell y'all. I'm probably gonna say it's about a guy that owns tigers. Y'all would have found that about. Look, it's wild as hell. Y'all just need to watch.
I don't know. I'm back on the wire.
It's gay derogatory.
I'm on season 3. No, gay is not derogatory.
Kel, he's saying this.
Lives in our community here in Chesterfield County.
Now, who was it? Which actress is?
He's gonna kill me. Can't remember the name, but he played the commissioner. He was on all seven.
Oh, yeah, my mama saw him at Food Line.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Are you talking about older guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Played the commissioner?
Yeah.
Is it Frankie? Frankie Faison? Is that him?
Yeah.
I think that is his name, yeah.
Okay.
My mama seen him at Food Line.
I didn't know he was in this area. Oh, that's what's up. You know, he's also the guy from Coming to America.
Your favorite. No, that's not your favorite movie.
Yeah, but just, you know. Very trivial. Also, you know, Silence of the Lambs, things of that nature. He was the... in charge of the department. The one movie's like, what's his name? Remember the guy fell down the stairs? He's like, hey, Stu, your rent due. It was him. That guy. we'll watch it again one day. Mm-hmm. Moving on. Like, this has been one of the weirdest weeks on IG for me, man. It's been like DJ party extraordinaire going on. Yeah, DJ D-Nice on Instagram, man. He had a lot of viewers. He was dropping fire. It was a good session going on, but...
We need to go to the club sometime.
I'm not finna sit here and watch you DJ on Instagram.
Well, that's what we've been doing on Facebook.
y'all ain't never been in y'all house before. So like, y'all ain't never had... Like, what is wrong with y'all?
I had people like been in the house for 2 days and they like going crazy like with cabin fever. I'm like, yo, run the game.
Y'all
or,
don't be at home?
Yeah, like, clean up.
What the hell y'all be doing out here all the time? I'm at home and work a lot,
but I think it's just those occasional times when you do want to pop out.
You just want to do it because you can't. That's all it is.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, and that's why
you're talking about churn. We the same age.
And you just
going to the grocery store. Going to the grocery
I'm
store every
daddy,
day,
girl.
Look, I'm getting ready to pick up the microphone and drink it.
Wait a minute. Jill Scott?
I tried to ignore.
Yeah. She is a guest in the dungeon. We'll try to refrain from any of
it. Is anyone else hot?
No, see, I said that shit earlier, and you said you weren't, so.
That's because she drinking orange juice over there. That's what that's getting.
Oh,
getting
goodness.
Whatever that dirty Sprite she got in that cup or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not future, sorry.
That purple herb.
All right, speaking of Instagram, once again, shout out to DJ. Y'all have been doing an amazing job. I just, you know, all day.
Boost's Instagram is the Instagram you need to be watching.
Now, Boost is about to get cut off. He about to get canceled.
Hey, oh, my God.
No, not. I was watching Boost's Instagram last night.
No, he said that Instagram told him he cannot do it.
They just can't be having a...
What he says?
That labia
show something for $1,000.
Put your lips on.
Put your lips on. Give $1,000.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that for $1,000. Like
you
what?
Not, but trust me, it's bloody amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe they need their rent paid or something.
Michael Blackson's page, they was twerking and everything, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of twerking, man, look, the Flip and Switch challenge has been going on with the last few weeks, and. Mel, I'll let you jump off with that before I give my opinion.
Flip the switch.
Did you see the one I sent you?
So.
Yeah, I'm glad it wasn't on camera.
This is directed at Mom Michelle because you wasn't sure what it was. So, it's an app out there, TikTok, where pretty much you can record yourself doing voiceovers, all that. And, you know, I don't know if you know the song by Drake where he's like, flip the switch.
Yes.
Yes, that song. So, right now what couples are doing, or even people do it with their kids, they're pretty much in the bathroom, like say it's you and your husband, and the first part go on, and then they flip the switch, and when you turn the light off and back on, you and your husband have switched clothes. And y'all dancing.
Yeah, you're not gonna catch my husband wearing
that's what
I get everything being all funny all game. In fun, but once again, it's social media, so once you put it out there,
that's it.
Is out there for the world to see. And some of these people look a little too happy when they flip the switch.
Like, I've seen a couple. Like, it's one thing. I forgot who it was. It might have been Stack. Him and his girl did it. But she had on, like, a sweatsuit or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you got on. That's one thing. But dudes who are doing it and their girl got on, like, these sexy robes
and lingerie
and all this stuff. I mean.
It's some couples doing some wild stuff.
I seen, you know, you got your kid on it with you. I mean, you know.
Yeah. That's when it's all in fun.
To each his own.
Do what you want to do. My old lady don't want me to wear her stuff, though.
Yeah. It's a lot of attention seeking going on. Sometimes you got to just be careful what you put out there.
Oh, y'all. I've seen some attention seeking. I think quarantine and chills got people going crazy because I've seen somebody make a Lizzo move. I'll show y'all after the show.
Ooh. These are episodes ago. Many, many episodes ago. But you were really pro Lizzo. So what do you mean, Lizzo?
I'm still pro Lizzo, so, but I know that y'all would be. I'm actually against this. I am so against it. I don't know what it is. I just do not like what I saw. I'm gonna show all of y'all when we finish the show. Y'all gonna all say ill. I said ill too, and I know this person.
Okay.
I don't know.
You heard that, Kevin?
I did hear.
Okay. Hey, look, stimulus checks were passed, man. The $2 trillion stimulus bill is going to address the growing economic crisis caused by the coronavirus pandemic.
For working people.
Included are direct payments to many Americans. Individuals eligible up to $1,200. Couples will get $2,400 plus $500 per child.
Yeller.
You got to work, though.
Yeah. And also...
I got a job, man. Damn.
This for the folks in the back.
Now the adjusted income, you know, if you make more than $75,000 a year, you know, they're going to start taking some off. Now they say if you make over $100,000, you're not going to get anything.
And so, if it's couples, if y'all make over combined a certain amount, it differs as well.
Yeah.
It?
Mm-hmm.
The thresholds are doubled for married couples. So
if you don't want your check, give it to me.
Also, I want to say that you had to file either your 2018 or 2019.
Done.
Taxes, yeah.
But what if you owe back from either of those years? Or they just take
that's
it back?
They can have it.
Hmm?
No,
that means I don't owe you anymore.
If you owe any federal estate taxes, it does not affect this. Only if you owe child support.
Yeah, I'm not even going to say this. I've seen child's mothers. I was going to say petty or bitter. But no, if you owe, you owe.
If you owe, you owe.
Yeah, so they've put out there saying that They getting an extra piece of change, you know? It's some guys out there that are a little behind on that.
You better pay up.
It is what it is. Now, with that stimulus, with businesses like yourself, what's what's included with that, with you all?
There's, from what I understand and from some of the calls that I've been invited to chime in on, the SBA, Small Business Administration, has grants and loans that have been built into the stimulus packet that you can apply for. As far as I understand it, is the loan aspect of it that people are like, well, why am I getting a loan? Why? So there are some grants. SunTrust has a grant opportunity out there for small business as well. Mm-hmm. Here locally, Representative McEachin did us a fireside chat summit, letting us all know what, giving us an opportunity to ask questions and to find out more information on a local level, what's being done. And so that information is rolling out.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's, I'm signing up for everything and see what falls out, for us. Everybody that's in small business, if the identifier is how small is your business. You know, what do they consider a micro business versus a small business?
Mm-hmm.
There are some small businesses out here that have 2, 3, and 4 restaurants, mm-hmm. and they consider themselves small business. So it'll be interesting to see what the guidelines are and what the thresholds are that's going to define where everyone sits on that scale.
I pray that this everything just can get back to what it was before this hit.
That's what I would prefer.
I see that.
Well, you got my business when you open back because you're so long.
That deep fried sweet potato.
Bruh, that changed when she said that.
Eat up, boys.
Mm. Oh, no, this ain't gonna be till June, man. So after I win, I can just go on back doing what I was doing.
I mean, we no cheat days involved in between then.
Yeah. I mean, do what you want to do.
Yeah, with your business, Jack.
You see, schools are closed for the rest of the academic year, man. I don't see. I don't know what they're going to do now with graduation, with people who were trying to, pick up the slack during the last semester, trying to get their grades back. I just feel bad for, prom's been canceled.
Yeah, man, my little cousin is senior.
Mm-hmm. Proms, senior trips, cap and gown, walking out. That's something you can't get back.
Yeah.
Some people aren't going to college. All their graduation is just going to be, high school. So
they're
going to
just remember coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad. So, all.
Speaking of memories, this week I was on Mel the Dipstick Diva's YouTube channel, which just hit 1K.
1K.
1K subscribers.
And tell them how many views on the video, though.
Well, the video, this is what I want. I do want to talk about the video. Mel, I sent you a text, Kel. Mm-hmm. Mel did the giant straw challenge.
Oh, yeah. I had watched it already.
And I'm going to explain this to Mama Cher if you don't know what a giant straw challenge
really
is. This is where you take a giant straw, which is made of, say the toilet paper roll or paper towel roll, and you put it within, what was the liquid that you had, Mel?
Water.
Yeah, water.
No, that was H2? Right.
Yeah.
I took a shot of Henny before.
Yeah.
You like to include parts of the story that ain't got to do with the other parts.
I guess she's blaming it on the Henny. You blame it on something, blame it on the Henny. But she, did the straw challenge, and she got choked up, man.
She felt miserably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, who stopped the video? Did you stop it?
Yes. It's called editing skills.
Oh, that was editing, yeah.
Should have kept the rest
of But my thing was, after you did the challenge, it stopped like that. I mean, I wanted to see all that happened afterwards.
That's great feedback. Maybe I'll change when I do another challenge.
The gagging and all that.
Wait a minute.
No, I'm just saying. I just want
to. I mean, we sure there was something that involved the way that the water.
Yeah,
what
we want
to do to the straw or with the straw.
Just like you drinking your drink out of regular straw, drink the water out of the straw.
But but
she did want drinking.
It wasn't really drinking. It was more like a sucking action where,
I don't know how to say it and make it.
We'll edit it. Just like you edit, we'll edit this out.
it's just like a regular straw, but you're using a bigger straw. It's just a challenge. This is going quarantine chill. Have your mag on bed.
So
are we going to stick to the little straws or you down with the big straws?
Little straws.
Okay.
Is this something that I should not even approach?
I mean, if you go on YouTube, it's really not inappropriate in any type of way that they are making it. It's literally like, hold on, let me pull it up here. This is literally.
Yeah, get to the second part.
His signal's bad in here.
Okay. we'll pull it up after the show.
Yeah.
The question before we get out of here, man, like with the TikToks, with all the challenges and all the dancing going on, is Snuff McGee too old for? I'm getting a TikTok account. Am I too old for TikTok? Get one, man.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't listen to her. There's plenty of grandmas and mamas on there.
Hey. Hold on, pause. What?
If they're not too old, why would you be too old? Oh, I'm just
saying, why would you go to the extreme? There's plenty of grandma.
I go over.
Okay.
So I that you understand if you're all under. Right. You love to think somebody coming at your age, old school. Ain't nobody.
Hey, old school, keep laying down and waking up.
By the way,
exactly.
Let me tell you something, young time.
Hey, my ear still wet on the back of it.
But I see it's really growing. It's growing real fast.
I downloaded it.
I went to Virginia State and I seen they had like the brand ambassadors out there, you know, for TikTok, and they were doing stuff for the kids out there. I want to see if they got stock, man. That thing's probably going to boom real soon.
Yeah.
I know somebody need to invest in Lysol, or you should have had.
Oh, Lysol is booming right now.
Hand sanitizer, invest in Purell.
I mean, do they have any left?
No.
I got some earlier this week.
I ain't talking about you.
I'm talking about what? Lysol or the stock?
Yeah, do they have any left, like, anywhere?
You got to get that great value. If they
got a can in the car.
Someone told me Lysol won't going to have no products until September.
Maybe. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, everybody in America is probably pretty much.
But my whole, but this pause before we end the show. What was y'all cleaning y'all house with before?
Great.
Was y'all washing y'all hands before?
Y'all, were you touching mics before? I feel like a lot of people weren't with their personal hygiene. That's like even before I stopped working. I noticed in the bathroom, like, they were constantly running out of paper towels because everybody's washing their hands. But then people were just throwing a paper towel all over the fucking bathroom or whatever. So, there's a lot of things people weren't doing before. I guess once they get scared, now they want to, you know, wash your hands or clean up your house and do all
this. You should have been washing your buggy off before you went to shop in the store.
Yeah.
Did you just call it a buggy?
I'm sorry, I'm from the country.
Jesus.
But yeah, a lot of people haven't been doing that. It's sad. And you know, they're showing.
You out here with gloves and a mask on. Go sit down.
And yeah, I'm seeing too many masks now, too. I'm saying the mask is for if you have it. That's what I'm saying. If you have it.
No, man, people talk to you. Particles.
And like be careful with these door handles going to the store because people are coughing on their hands and they're opening doors.
It's already out there. It's on metal. It's on this.
No, I understand. But now, right now, being that it is here, some stuff you do need to be extra cautious with. Because people just nasty. I seen somebody wipe their nose and put their hand on the door handle going to the store. I said, you is nasty.
They was doing that before this, though.
Yeah. Now, did you go behind him?
No, I left the store.
Oh, you were?
I was disturbed.
She was like, you know what? I don't need that. She said, I left the store.
Because it's just not, I mean, of course, yeah, people were doing it before, but now it's just extra, like, man.
Yo, I went to Popeye's and got a,
y'all needed this. That's what y'all need.
I went to Popeye's and got a sandwich, and the guy, it was an older white guy, he was in there, and he started coughing, but he coughed, and he didn't cover his mouth.
In the Popeye's?
Like, he was inside.
Yeah, this one, like,
he didn't work there. He was like a customer. And I just, you know, I try not to be an asshole. I try to be a very humble, reserved guy. But I just was like, yo, what are you doing? Like, and, you know, I know he's older. I had to, you know, respect. Nah, but that was just out of pocket, man. Like, you don't cover your mouth.
Why you went in there?
Huh?
Why you went in there?
I wanted to say, why you didn't go through the drive-thru?
I went inside because, normally I don't go to Popeyes, but I was going to try that chicken sandwich they were talking about. And,
good time to try.
Yeah.
Right.
They sell it in the drive-thru, too, though.
I know. I just went inside. The drive-thru,
no. You know he old, the so he got to go inside.
The drive-thru was long. Oh, that's what it was. Old people go inside.
They go
I didn't want to roll the window down.
Wait a minute.
I didn't want to roll the window down.
I've been dumped into this.
See, you can exclude yourself. It's just him.
Just, you know, she's only coming for me. She's not coming for you.
Listen, y'all, I was in DMV and I sneezed so low. 100%. During this time, I sneeze so low because won't nobody gonna start looking at me like, it's allergies.
What's a low sneeze for you?
Listen, I usually be a choo, like loud like that. I was like, it was like that.
I can't control my sneezes.
No, that you will have to during this time. You got to.
You ain't gonna do shit.
I know when I was at work, I almost lost it trying to cough because I choked on someone.
You almost lost it when you did that big straw track. Hey, yo. I'm sorry. It is what it is. We'll check it out after the show. Irrelevance in a Dungeon. Shout outs, Kel.
Shout out to all you guys. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Clean your ass.
I like that.
Thank you.
Where's the red fox? You gotta wash your ass. That's all we got. Just be safe.
Be safe out here, man. Oh, stay dangerous.
I got you. Oh, down.
Stay dangerous, okay? Okay.
Mama Shell, shout outs.
Shout out to Mama Shell's Cafe.
Okay, come on.
And we are here for takeout and delivery, Uber Eats, Grubhub, and DoorDash. Come and give us a call. 804-912-1644. Okay. We're here for our community because my community have been here for...
And can we get an address? I know it's not Mel's house, yes. But can we get an address for the restaurant?
Sure. 10811 Hall Street Road, Midlothian, Virginia, Chesterfield. It's up on Hall Street
near Jericho. Okay, come on, Seafield.
In the shopping center.
In the shopping center. Mm-hmm. Come on. Where everything else is closed. Mm-hmm. But we're there.
If you're in the south side, it's a hop, skip, jump.
There yesterday, it was closed. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to say the name because we talking about Mama Shell's.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, everybody be safe out there. Everybody be careful.
Stay dangerous.
Be smart. Use some common sense. And I know that common sense, you know, generally is on an all-time low. So try to heighten your awarenesses.
No doubt.
You know, take care of each other. You got your family in this community as well. So, you know, when you look out for each other, you're looking out for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Bingo.
Right?
Right now, it's my turn. Okay, it's me, it's Mel with the Lip in the Gap, Mel the Lipstick Diva, once again, okay? Shout out to my 1K once again. Shout out to my subscribers. Shout out to my followers on the book. Shout out to my followers on Instagram. And shout out to my lurkers on Snapchat. And make sure y'all follow me on TikTok, Mel the Lipstick Diva. But most importantly, shout out to all the nurses and the doctors. I seen a nurse quit last night on Instagram because they wanted her to work on the COVID-19 floor and she has nowhere to send her kids during this time, and that's what a lot of nurses and doctors are doing, are sending their kids somewhere else because they do have to go back home. And I feel her. She had to quit her job and who knows if she got funds to cover for the rest of the month. So I just keep her in her prayers, in my prayers, and I just pray for the essential workers out here because including myself, we still out here going to work every day and we having to take that chance. And we have to keep the country connected, people from being sick, whatever it is. So just pray for all of us. Shout out to y'all.
Essential. I don't know why they got me working.
Yeah, like I said, with the nurses, like you say, police, fire, everybody,
power companies,
all that's good essential.
Cell phone companies, all of those.
You can do my job with online
banking. Warehouse workers.
We appreciate all the essential personnel. The people in the grocery stores,
oh yeah,
we appreciate you all because I know it's been hectic. Mm-hmm. I know you done had 100 million people in your face, mm-hmm. and there's nothing you can
touching
do.
Touching their dirty ass money.
Yeah, you know.
I do self-checkout.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not a fan of self-checkout because I feel as if it's taking their jobs. Technology is always going to advance, but let's not speed it up, you know. And I've had cashiers tell me self-checkout is open. I'm like, well, pretty soon... your ass ain't gonna be here.
I don't think that they're ever... I mean, maybe it will, but I just feel like they can't get rid of all the registers. Because you gotta think about it. What about that older person?
Amazon's got a... it's coming up with a store now.
No, it's already open.
It is open?
Yeah, one of them is open.
Where's nobody working in there?
Nobody works. You just go in there and you pay... Damn. Right here, shorty. Yeah. They getting their ass about you.
You got McDonald's now that's got touchscreens. You ain't gotta talk to nobody. You gotta have people making the food, but you ain't gotta order.
This is crazy. It's dangerous.
That's why you go to Mama Shell's, where
you have
the waitress that comes to you.
You get the interaction. Yeah. You get the conversation. You get the love. You get it.
And you get collard green egg rolls. I can't emphasize enough how good it was. I told people at my job, and they went and got some.
That shit was dope. The pineapple upside down cake. It was so moist.
You know what? You're sneaky. because you didn't tell nobody that you was getting none, and we all probably like
that. Now, I mean, hey, if you didn't feel like dessert after you ate, that was my business.
But I do remember when Mel did it, but it's kind of when everybody was getting up. She was like, can I get one of those candies? You know, one of those things.
Yeah.
Now, in your defense, doll, I do believe that I offered everybody dessert.
I don't think that's true.
You held your head. I remember that.
I was busy at the time. Like,
look, my little stomach had a little piece more left.
Yeah, funny as shit, man.
But we good?
Go ahead and wrap this thing up.
I'm just sorry.
Yeah, I caught a cramp. That's
I always cut mail off. I apologize for that. Once again, I want to thank everybody for showing up. Check out ZooCast we did this week with Zuri and Lazarus Hamlin. He invited me to the podcast. It's coming real soon, man. We had a lot of fun with that. Once again, we know June 13th is the rescheduled date for the Snuff Begin Friends comedy show. Snuff Begin Friends available on YouTube. Also, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Anchor.fm, Overcast, and Breaker. 45 episodes down. I am Snuff McGee, joined by...
You already know, it's your boy Kel.
Mama Shells.
Mel the Lipstick Diva.
Everybody be safe, sanitize. We out. Peace.
Peace.
You've been listening to Snuff McGee and Friends. Irrelevance in the Dungeon.